Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 7th of December. Yes, indeed. 17 days till Christmas. 2020. Got the best technology news have been happening over the weekend. And we got it for you right now like we always do in about 5 minutes. Hey, look at this. Apple and free. How often do you hear that? Usually it's when something goes wrong. And this time, yeah, it's something that went wrong. If you've got an iPhone 11 display that say it's a little bit glitchy with the touchscreen, well, Apple is here to your rescue. That's right, you might be eligible for a free fix from Apple for that touchscreen that's not responding correctly. They've launched a replacement program for the iPhone 11 displays. Apparently, this glitch is to do with an issue with the display module. And according to Apple, it's only a small percentage of iPhone 11 displays. Not that they would ever tell us how many are exactly affected. But what we do know, the devices that are affected were manufactured between November of 2019 and May of 2020. Though Apple did say not every single phone is affected. If you want to see if your iPhone 11 is qualified, all you got to do is go on over to the Apple website for the replacement program, enter your serial number, and off you go. Hey, staying with some more Apple free news, here's something else that's free. Now, this one is a bit of a surprise, particularly for those of you out there that say you bought an app, and maybe you wanted to share that app with a member of your family. Well, now you can do it. Yes, Apple has announced that subscriptions and one-time in-app purchases can now be shared among families. Now, it's not for everything, okay? Say you buy something like coins for a game, you'll still be the only one able to use those coins. But if you unlock an ad-free or pro version of that app, that means the family member can also use the program. This all has to do with what Apple announced way back in June during their Big Sur event. And now they've given the go-ahead to developers out there to go ahead and turn on that switch. Yes, you heard that correctly. Developers will have to be the one to make this happen. So if you've got a developer out there that doesn't really want that to be going on, then you won't be able to do this feature. I guess this show's just all about free stuff. Though technically nothing's free, is it? Nah. There's always a catch, usually probably something that's ad-supported. Take this as an example. The people over there at Warner Media, you know, with HBO Max and all that, looks like they want to launch some more streaming services for us. Only this time, there won't be a bill attached. Yeah, from what we can tell over at Warner Media, they are considering two new streaming services. And one of this is going to be a free offering for entertainment cable channel programs. Now, as you probably guess, this will be just for the U.S., at least to start with. And from what we can tell, there isn't any plans to roll this worldwide. Now, both services, whatever they become to be, will be separate from the AT&T-owned company, you know, the one that launched HBO Max. As for what could be offered free, there has been a little bit of speculation. It may carry programming from the cable channels such as TBS and TNT in the U.S., which most of you in the States pretty much know the TBS, yeah, the 24-hour Friends Network. And finally, okay, this one's not free, but it's pretty cool. Well, that is if you live in, say, Nashville, Tennessee or Huntsville, Alabama. Get ready for super duper unbelievably fast internet. Yeah, Google Fiber has rolled out 2 gigabytes per second, but just in those two cities. That's right, if you're a new and existing Google Fiber customer in Nashville or Huntsville, you can choose either a 1 gigabyte per second service for $70 a month. Damn, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Or go all in for $100 a month and get 2 gigs of service. Now, just so you know, that 2 gigabit service, that comes with a Google Fiber multi-rig router, which actually uses Wi-Fi 6. As far as if it's going to be launched anywhere else other than the two cities, well, you know how Google is. It may be, it may not be. Probably beta anyways, it may be here today and gone tomorrow. You never know. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is the place for all the BTN content. Hop on over there today at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed, of course, to the news show over there. The Mac show's there as well. The Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community over at our Slack room today. We'd love for you to be a part of our tech geeky family over there. Do it now. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. Well, of course, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, try to get the week started right. Let's have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.